This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. The voice you're about to hear is that of journalist Rob Weil.
In February, a guy in Houston was arrested by U.S. Marshals for failing to show up to court to pay off student debt he owed from the 80s. I wrote a follow-up story suggesting that if this was one district, it was possible there were hundreds of such arrests occurring across the country. I was wrong.
Rob Weil, again, is a reporter for Fusion.net. Rob, you launched an investigation into just how widespread these arrests were across the country. As you checked in with courthouses in some pretty big cities, what did you find?
Yes, we looked at basically the biggest cities in the country. We found there were 25 that happened in Houston in 2015.
Okay.
Houston is the fourth biggest city in the country.
Right.
We checked in New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Miami, where I'm based, and Boston, and found zero arrests that were occurring in this manner, zero, which was shocking.
So all these arrests for delinquent student loans were coming out of this one place in Houston, home of Texas's Southern District?
That's correct. They were coming out of one city and one courthouse in particular, run by a judge appointed by Ronald Reagan in the 80s named Lynn Hughes.
Okay, so Lynn Hughes, I know he's getting up in years. He was appointed by Reagan, after all. Did he tell you why he felt it important to have people dragged into the courthouse to face the music over their student loan debt?
Well, he refused to go on the record with us, but he told us we could look at the transcripts and the answer would sort of be there. And indeed, what we found was he took it personally when these people got court summonses to show up to his courthouse and failed to show up to court. Now, in most other districts, if you ignore a court summons, you usually don't get the marshals sent after you, especially in a student debt case. Usually what happens is the case will continue sort of without your presence.
Okay.
And your wages can be garnished and so on. But Judge Hughes wants to see you in person, and he is not afraid to send the U.S. Marshals to your home.
What I don't understand is that in the end, it sounds like the effect is going to be the same. If you don't show up, you're still going to have to pay the debt. In fact, as you point out, your wages are going to be garnished. But here, it seems to be important to Judge Lynn Hughes that you actually show up in person in court. That's the additional step. And he seems to be willing to go to extra lengths to make sure that you show up in court, right?
That's correct. We met with two victims, if you want to call them that, of these actions by his courthouse, where they received early morning raids similar to Mr. Akers, the person who set off our investigation. But these were basically poor African-American folks with very little means who all of a sudden had three or four armed U.S. marshals show up, telling them, well, in fact, you haven't committed a crime, actually, but you just haven't paid a student loan that you took out 30 years ago, but we're still going to have to arrest you and take you down to court for that.
Now, when you say that these arrests were taking place, like in the early hours of the morning, people being roused from bed and taken, is it like a SWAT team sort of situation? Guys coming in with the long black arms and the SWAT vests and the whole deal? Was it one of those?
It wasn't quite that dramatic, but definitely they entered your home. They had their guns drawn to make sure that you didn't pull a fast one. And it was a pretty scary situation from what we were told. Again, all over not having paid a student debt, you have people drawing their guns on you, making sure you don't pull any sudden moves.
You know, you referred to them just a moment ago as victims. And I think a lot of listeners, or at least some listeners, might say, well, wait a minute. They got loans. They didn't pay those loans back. Furthermore, they got a court summons, and they didn't show up. So how does that make them victims?
That's a good question. And the answer is that these people just don't have either the means or really the, I guess you might call it, comprehension to understand what exactly they need to do.
Yeah, some of these folks who owe money to the government are actually getting by on Social Security and disability and that sort of thing. I understand the point being made there. But if this is only happening in Houston, has anyone said, well, wait a minute, we need to look into what's happening in this particular courtroom, whether or not it's legitimate, or is that even a question on the table right now?
Well, Judge Hughes has been reprimanded before, in fact, for the way that he's handled other cases. He's made some questionable, racially insensitive remarks in previous cases. The Justice Department didn't really have a direct comment on this, and federal magistrates like Judge Hughes have extreme leeway to conduct themselves how they wish. And to remove a federal judge actually requires an act of Congress. So at this point, we haven't gotten any feedback about what moves, if any, the Justice Department would take or if any kind of reprimand would be issued. But the bottom line is Judge Hughes is not going anywhere, and it's not clear if he's going to change his ways anytime soon.
Rob Weil covers business, economics, and the environment for Fusion.net. You can read all about it there, and we'll link to it over at TexasStandard.org. Rob, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Good to be with you, David.